There's that vintage 40s.
Making it up for Catherine.
Yeah, there you go.
I blew through the 9:20 break again, which is when we like to do our ticket giveaways. We get a host of different sporting and event tickets from our flagship station, KTAR. We actually had so many this week, we had to do some in the newsletter. We had a gentleman win our Phoenix Open tickets for a four-pack for Sunday. We knew on Saturday we couldn't get a winner, get the tickets to the guy in time. We didn't want to risk that because it's statewide that somebody in Tucson won these tickets and we would have to go drive them to Tucson. And so we gave that away Thursday in the newsletter. But we have basketball tickets, ASU Sun Devils take on USC. This is for February 8th. If you know who Arizona's first governor was, you can find that in February of our home maintenance calendar in our trivia section on the bottom. Or somewhere like Arizona History Month. If you know who Arizona's first governor, what was his nickname? Text that to 411-923, and all the right winners will have a random selection at the end of this break and send you off a two set of tickets to ASU versus USC February 8th.
Very good. Let's get back to the calls. We've got Catherine, Maria, Jim, and Jorge. Let's go to Catherine. Looks like she's calling from Tucson. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, and thank you for that bumper music. It was great.
You like that, huh? Why don't you pop that back up, Gary D?
Yeah.
Real soft in the background. There you go.
Cool.
All right, Miss Catherine.
Okay, home was built in 96.
Okay.
And the countertops are still original. They're 4x4 stone-looking tile. They're kind of pitted. It needs to be updated.
Okay.
And the kitchen cabinets are maple. They're in excellent condition, except there's this thin white line that runs, you know, edges to the molding on it.
Okay.
We don't want to replace them. We don't want to new fronts. We'd like to refinish them. So I'm hoping that you've got some professionals that you can recommend for both.
Okay. I'm down in Tucson. We have, you don't think Ray would go to Tucson, do you, buddy? He's too busy up here.
Well, I'm in Oral Valley.
Oral Valley. Okay. All right. I'm going to ask you to call our Rosie Certified Remodeling Contractor down in Tucson, Assurance Builders.
And, Assurance. Okay.
And their number is
546.
546.
9752.
9752. John Reuter. Area code? It's a
520. Okay.
Yeah. He's there on Camino Seco. Talk to John at the office there and let him know intimately what it is. Maybe you could even send him a picture or two of what you want done. And
okay.
I don't have a cabinet refinisher in Tucson currently in our certified list. But if John would refer you to someone or he does it himself, I would trust anything John Reuter recommended. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Reuter, okay.
R-E-U-T-E-R. John Reuter. I think it's John Reuter the Third. All right, Miss Catherine, we appreciate the call. I know she's having a beautiful morning in Oral Valley this morning. Our Southern Arizona Tucson rep was out hiking at 5 o'clock this morning west of Tucson and taking a picture of the sunrise with the streetlights of Tucson lighting the foreground and the sunrise lighting the background.
That was a pretty picture.
That was a pretty picture. That was a very nice picture. So I know we're having a beautiful morning in Tucson. Okay, from there, let's get to... Is that Jorge? Let's talk. Let's find out. Good morning,
George. Right,
George. You want to talk about flooding?
Yes, yes. I have a house built in the 40s. It's right near 20th Street in Thomas. It has SRP flood irrigation.
Okay.
And we've had the house for about a year, Hadn't used the irrigation. The neighbor came over recently and said, hey, just want to let you know I'm going to use my irrigation, and you better be ready, because anytime I use my irrigation or use yours, you know, the addition that you've done onto the house or have on the house floods. And sure enough, when he ran the irrigation, we started to get some flooding into the bathroom and the master bath or bedroom. I called and talked to one of your contractors. They recommended a landscaping. They came out there and they said they could do a, what they would say, sort of a Band-Aid fix by maybe building a little dam. But ultimately, then we're still not able to use the flood irrigation because it's come in through the back of the house. The other one, I called back and got a second referral for maybe having it raised up like a sunken living room and having them just raise the foundation. But the first estimate came back extremely high. The house is only worth about $250,000, and they said it would be $40,000 to $50,000 to bring it all up to code and raise it.
Yeah, that's the dilemma. The room addition was probably done without a permit, right?
Yeah, it was a garage or patio that was enclosed, you know, 20 years ago. And
well, 40 to 50, I mean, how big a room addition is? Is it just the old footprint of the carport? Is it a two-car carport?
It's a single, maybe car and a half deep, but single wide, and then there's a bathroom that goes back about another half a car length.
And they just ran the 2x4s right down to the ground on the
to slab. The old foundation.
Okay. We can make that legal, and we can make it so you could take flood irrigation. Now, where is the door that goes into that bedroom? Is it still down at the carport floor level?
Yes. You can imagine, enter the house, you step down about 3.5, 4 inches, and then there's a back entrance that comes into the bathroom.
Yeah. And so what we'd have to do is we'd have to suspend the roof system, come in with basically a chainsaw, and cut the bottom 8 inches off of your walls. We'd probably cut about a foot off. And then we lay concrete block down, and then we overpour that slab. So you're basically picking everything up and putting it back together. And I know 40 or 50 sounds like a horribly high number, but I'm guessing that's probably pretty close. You know, maybe you get a couple more estimates, you could get that down a little bit, but it certainly isn't going to run any less than 25 to 30. So so you're kind of stuck in a pickle.
Okay. All righty. We might just look at the landscaping option then and build it out and keep it as a Band-Aid then.
Yeah, I mean, what's the rest of the landscaping, George? Do you need the flood irrigation? That's a nice luxury to have, but, I mean, you could do a whole irrigation system for the lot for under $5,000.
Yeah, it's not a need to do the flood. I'm more concerned the neighbor, if we got to do something because they keep their grass green and he's been getting kind enough to hold off on reflooding, but at this point, he needs to get his grass green again.
Yeah, you got to take care of a good neighbor. Like, how good is to come and let you know? George, you keep me posted. I hope it works out for you, man.
Hey, appreciate it. If you happen to think of any other ideas, just blurb it out, and I'll be watching for it, okay?
Okay, very good. It's a common dilemma that we have to deal with in buying homes that have had work done that were never permitted. Boy, that's one of the more common ones in those older homes built in the 40s, 50s, 60s. They were all kind of small homes to begin with by today's standard, and one of the quickest, cheapest ways to gain square footage was grab that back patio or grab that single car carport and make it into a bedroom, but not do everything you need to do to really bring it up to speed. So that one hurts. Hmm. Because you know you want the neighbor's yard to look good, and you'd love to be able to take the irrigation, but you're really kind of stuck. Thanks for the call, George. Let's see. Where do you want to go next, buddy? Maria?
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay, awesome. Okay, so now my mom lives in a senior mobile home park. Okay, her mobile home is probably not more than 700 square feet. And the problem that I'm noticing is her utility bills are like out the, I mean, they're just insane. For 700 square feet, I mean, it shouldn't be like that. Now, is this even an issue that I mean, because I know that you can't fight City Hall, but because that it is like the property owns the utility, well, has the utilities and they pump it in, so they get, they put their own fees and everything. Is that even doable? Can we get that, that the utilities reduced, or is it just a never ending? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Kind of. Your mom is in a park of modular homes, and
right.
she
yes,
pays
sir.
She pays one fee to the property manager for all of her utilities.
No, well, her utilities are, each one is separate,
okay.
but they are the gatekeeper because they are basically, it feels like they're selling it to her because they bought it from whatever company is pumping it in.
I am
does
not.
Does that make sense?
It does, but
kind
I'm.
Kind of like a co-op.
I'm not familiar. Where is she? What major cross
She's
streets?
In Mesa.
Yeah, okay. I'm not intimately familiar with those types of housing arrangements, so I don't know. But I'm wondering if in the utility payments there's also a property management fee for taking care of the common areas that...
Okay, that is also in there in a separate thing.
Okay.
It's like, what it's like is you pay for your, for living there, and then they charge you every month a different price for your electricity and your gas and your water. And the point that I what I'm trying to figure out for her, which would better benefit her, is this a number that will go down, or is it once they are responsible and she has to buy it from them, is it just never, it's something that will never be won?
Boy, Maria, I don't know. Do you know who her power provider is?
I believe that it's SRP is,
okay.
it sells it to the property.
Because there is a pocket of Mesa that is serviced by a small little co-op that I'm not familiar with at all. Maria, I don't know. The only way I think I'm going to be able to help you is do a little research, and possibly what you could do is scan your mom's utility bills over to us at the office. Let me take a look at it to try and get a grasp of what's going on there. But $700 a month in utilities for a 700-square-foot modular home that I can't imagine has a real big lawn or landscaping water requirement is high, really high. So we'll have Julia pick you up, make sure we've got your information, give you our fax number or our info at rosieatthehouse.com. Scan me a couple copies of the invoices and let's see if we can make heads or tails out of it.
Man, that's a lot.